Hello, and welcome to the Lauder Podcast. This is your host, Danielle Rochford, and joining me today is former ambassador of the U.S. to Saudi Arabia, and he's also the Lauder Institute Senior Global Fellow, Joseph Westfall. Today, Ambassador Westfall will be discussing his new role at the Lauder Institute. Are you ready to get started?
I am.
Wonderful. So first off, can you tell us about your background and how your experience in academia, private sector work, and the government connect with the program here at Lauder?
Well, thank you, Danielle. I think it connects really, really well in the sense that, you know, I've had both an academic career at multiple universities and at every level, both administration and faculty, and then, of course, years in government. And so the two together blend very well with total objectives of the Lauder program, the Master's in International Affairs, the MBA, and the law degree. My background is one in which I've had a significant amount of diversity in my experience. So in government, I worked for five different administrations, five different presidents, beginning with Jimmy Carter and ending with Barack Obama. I have worked in the Congress for many years, working in both the House and the Senate. And then in academia, I've been everything from a professor to a provost to a president. So in all of those experiences in multiple agencies of government and various academic institutions, all that diversity of experience blends really well with the kind of program that Lauder offers.
That's certainly an impressive background. Can you tell me more about how your international experience has helped you with your career path?
Sure. I think, you know, my international experience has taken many different turns. It began early on when I was doing a lot of work overseas on behalf of the State Department and the Congress, working in a variety of different areas, not being rooted in any particular area, but doing everything from dealing with the structure and organization of government, to helping countries write new laws to affect the difference between the powers of the executive and the legislative branches, to working with businesses and their interactions with government in places like Latin America, Europe, and other parts of the world. That experience, blended with my academic background, but also with my government experience, as time went on, just grew and grew, and it enabled me to understand the significant changes that are taking place in the world. The students that are coming into this program this year, for example, are going to be dealing with issues which I never dreamed of when I first started as a graduate student back in the 1970s. So the world has changed, but I have been able to see and experience much of that over my career. And so I'm very excited about the opportunities that I have to work with students and faculty here in a variety of different areas.
That's great. And how do you see the connection between the business enterprise and international affairs and world politics?
Well, it's huge, and it's bigger today than it's ever been. You know, we have all kinds of dynamic situations going on. We've got big, powerful concentrations in the private sector, which are causing a lot of issues for consumers, as well as challenges to things like privacy, civil rights, those types of things. We see technology and innovation growing so fast and that we can hardly keep up with it. And I think if you take business enterprise and you also explore the possibilities of connection between what is successful in the private sector or in the business enterprise and how those tools can be successful in the management of public sector agencies and entities, there is a relationship there. And I think we can do much more to build a relationship to do that more effectively in government, learning from business, and business can do it also learning from government. I've had those experiences in my job. Before I became ambassador, I was the Undersecretary of the Army, and Congress specifically in law mandated that the Undersecretary needed to be responsible for business transformation in the Army being probably the third largest entity in the world behind ExxonMobil and Walmart and the U.S. Army. And so this meant that we needed to get our business enterprises in order and learn from businesses. So I went to all kinds of large and small corporations to try to learn from them how they were transitioning through their business transformation to implement some of those inside of government. So I think for the students, there's an opportunity here to see how that connects in this world. Traditionally, again, back in my early years of my academic work and government work, those two sectors were very separated. You know, people used to say government can never act like a business. I think it can, and I hope to be able to show students how that can work.
Yeah, I'm sure the students will find that incredibly important and relevant to what they're doing. Can you tell me a bit about your role at Lauder? So what will you be doing?
Well, you know, I think a lot of this will take shape and develop as we get started. As the students come back now at the end of August and the semester begins. But basically, I will be working with them on some of their projects that they have to do, team projects. I will be giving a lot of guest lectures at classes. I will be mentoring students. I hope to be engage with them in helping them get through their academic work and in their thinking about how their academic work can transition them into whatever it is they're doing in the future. You know, I retired from government, and I retired after 40 years of service. I retired at the end of January, beginning of February. And so I'm not looking to go at this full-time, that is to say to teach a lot of classes and be a full-time person. But I will give it as much time as I can and really engage with the students in a broad fashion. I also hope to work with the director, Mauro, and the staff in just helping in any way that I can to continue to move this program forward, to support it as best as possible. I think it's a very exciting program. I think it's very unique in itself, and I think it's going to be a real challenge for me to work with such talented students and faculty in the future.
What interested you in this role at Lauder?
Well, I think there were three things. The first one was this guy named Mauro who called me up one day, and he said somebody had given him my name and he wanted to talk with me, and so we had breakfast together. And we really hit it off. He is a dynamic, engaged director of this program. And it, you know, we have some similarities in our background. We both come from a Spanish background, from Spain. And so we both speak Spanish. And anyway, he was just a ball of fire, very excited about the program and very excited about getting me engaged. So the first step was that. The second was that when we were having all these discussions, I had the opportunity to come on campus and meet some of the students, some of the current students, and then I had a chance to meet some of the new incoming students in May when the new class came in. And I was thrilled by meeting these students. They were very, very, you know, very experienced, very motivated, very interesting, coming from all parts of the world. I made assumptions about their background, but I think that the program proves itself. It's a very demanding program, so I'm sure they are up to it. But it was very exciting to meet with them, and the chance to work with these students, to engage with them, and again, use the diversity of my experience to expand their knowledge and their way of thinking about different issues is something very exciting. And then I guess the third thing is that the program itself, I think, offers a unique experience. It's an experience which you rarely find. It's a very demanding program, but it also offers that kind of diversity of both academic and practical experience, which is really known. If you bring the language component into it, everything we're experiencing in the world today says that these are the kinds of students that universities need to be graduating into the future. Students that have that global view of the world, that have the sensitivities to the challenges and the changes that are taking place, and have the capacity to address them both in private sector or wherever else they do in their career. So those are the three things, and they sort of came one at a time.
That's great. Well, we're very lucky to have you. And I know students are currently at their summer immersions and their internships. Do you have any advice that you want to share to the Lauder students who are listening right now?
the best advice is that there are some really basic skills that are more or less getting forgotten in the world today because of technology. One is the skill of writing, and the other is the skill of reading. That, I think, is going to be the real challenge into the future for them, is going to be to really develop their ability to communicate. They'll learn a lot. They'll have a world of experiences. Will they be able to communicate? Will they be able to translate those experiences into practical applications and operationalize the things that they're learning here? Communication still, to me, is vital. Interpersonal relationships, the ability to work in teams, the ability to engage in complex issues and so share experiences is something that I know I will press hard with the students to do. And the other piece of advice is that they have 2 years to complete these two degrees. It's not going to be easy for any student, but at the same time, it can be a very exciting and fun opportunity for the students to learn from such a great group of faculty here, both at Wharton and the College of Arts and Sciences and the faculty at large here at the university. This is a great institution. So I think they need to come with a real open mind and bring some humility and some real hard work preparedness to the year that's coming.
Absolutely. Thank you. So having spent most of your career in Washington, how do you see yourself adjusting back to academic life?
You know, we always make fun of the fact that politics and academia can be so tough. It was Woodrow Wilson, the president of the United States, who was a political scientist and wrote a lot about government and politics, who said that he didn't understand why the politics in the university was so tough when the stakes were so low. So you see, you know, in Washington right now, they're dealing with a big health care bill. They're dealing with tax issues. They're dealing with Syria and Russia and investigations. Those are really big issues, right? They're getting national attention. And when you compare them to what happens in the university internally, it seems small. On the other hand, the universities are they are places that really shape the future for all of us, because the people that come out of these institutions, and certainly these students that will come out of Lauder, will be leaders in the future. And how we shape their leadership skills, how we shape their work ethic, their integrity, their values is really important. And so I think as universities, we have to lead. And so I'm really excited about, you know, a new direction in my career that allows me to go back to being that kind of mentor and hopefully being able to relate to the students in a way that can make them feel comfortable about the things that we work on. So I'm very excited, and it is going to be a slower pace than Washington was, but that gives me time to do a lot of other things too.
Certainly. Thank you for taking the time to speak with me, and thanks to those who are listening. If anyone would like to learn more about the Lauder program, please visit us on our website at lauder.wharton.upenn.edu.